Last year's Rocket Mortgage Classic finish was one of the best. I could vouch. I was on the 18th green. Ricky Fowler birdied the final hole of regulation and the first hole of this three-man playoff
after
to
a horrible
win.
Drive, right?
Horrible drive. And the crowd goes nuts because he hadn't won on the PGA Tour in more than 4 years. And he's Rocket's guy. It just was awesome. And I'm sure Jason Langwell, executive director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic, would just like a repeat of that kind of finish in this upcoming year. Right, Jason?
Yeah, Jamie, I wouldn't mind a repeat for Ricky. I know he's excited about one. He's got his second child on the way here now, and I think she's due in late November, but I'm sure before that he wouldn't mind hosting a second consecutive Rocket Mortgage Classic trophy, and I don't think anyone in Detroit would mind either.
You're here to talk about tickets going on sale, but I just first wanted to ask you about the golf side of things. You've had some really great champions for this Rocket Mortgage Classic. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, you could name them all, but good for the tournament that these guys win here.
Oh, it's great. We love it. I mean, look, we had a great series of champions from obviously our incredible story with Nate Lashley and the inaugural year and all the things that Nate had gone through. The last man in the field, eighth alternate to come in and then win it. And then you get fan favorites like Tony Finau winning a couple years ago back to back. He goes 3M and then comes here and wins. And then, of course, you talk about, you know, Ricky last year and what he did. And I still hear the Ricky chants happening down the stretch. And to your point, can't believe he got up and down from the right side of nowhere on 18 to do it. So we've been blessed and are really excited about our field as we head into this year as well.
So you've got some commitments. Are they coming in as quickly as they have in the past? How are things going?
Things are going well. You know, I think, you know, what we're finding as the tour schedule changes a little bit is, you know, we end up trying to get players to commit two majors ahead of us. So we've got the PGA Championship coming. We've also got the U.S. Open that will be happening between now and our event. We normally had seen players historically commit just prior to the PGA Championship, but look at it, most of them are connecting and committing after. But we got a great list of players that have committed for us early this year. Obviously, Ricky coming back to defend. Tom Kim has given us an early commitment. Great young player, three victories in the PGA Tour. He's not even 22 years old yet. Just an unbelievable young sensation and already established talent on tour. Last time in his debut back in 22, he finished seventh here. So he's got an eye for this golf course, and we think he can win. Also really excited to have Will Zalatoris back and committed. You know, Will had a rough 23 with his back flaring up on him, and it flared up again recently, but we're confident he's going to be healthy. And, you know, Detroit's a city he's come to love, and an area he's come to love. He's actually an honorary member out at Orchard Lake Country Club and speaks highly of the city and the experience he has here and likes the golf course. So, and he's top 30 in the world and a big name. I mean, and a guy who knows how to do well in majors. He's played in 10 majors in his career. He has, you know, I think at seven top 10s in those 10 majors. And so a world-class player and just the beginning of what's going to be another great field here, the sixth playing of our event.
Well, and his bounce back from that back injury has been nothing short of incredible.
The 2024 Rocket Mortgage Classic is June 25th through the 30th, and you have an announcement today about tickets, Jason.
Yeah, we're excited to welcome fans back for the sixth playing of the Rocket Mortgage Classic held at the historic Detroit Golf Club, as we know. Our dates are June 25th to the 30th. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m., encouraging fans to get to rocketmortgageclassic.com to get their tickets. They start at $65, and then they'll go up from there. As we get closer to the event, demand picks up, our pricing will go up. So encouraging fans to go get their tickets now. Speaking of demand, you know, this date that we have is a week prior the 4th. The last time we had this date window was our inaugural year back in 2019 when we sold out hospitality. We actually had to close the gates a couple times on weekends because of capacity. So encouraging fans to get the rocketmortgageclassic.com, grab those tickets for themselves, grab that Mother's Day gift, grab that Father's Day gift. Get something for a friend or a colleague or an employee and make your way out to the sixth playing of our event at the end of June.
When you look at what's happening in Detroit, we had this huge NFL draft. Do you feel a little bit extra effort to continue that momentum? You're the next up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, we do feel a little pressure to continue it. Obviously, Detroit showed up and shined at the NFL draft, and Detroit shows up and shines at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. We've seen that in the first 5 years. Excited to see that come to life this coming year, and we feed off that energy and that pressure. Our team does an amazing job. We have an unbelievable volunteer workforce led by Katrina Kelly. Detroit Golf Club has been incredibly supportive. Obviously, we got the best title sponsor on tour in the Rocket Mortgage. And our community sponsors have really got out and put some wind at our back, Triant Solutions, LendingTree or numbers. And so we're really excited about this coming year and can't wait to get after it here in just 50 days for the sixth playing of the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Even when it's a really busy day there, it's such a vast space that you can get up close and personal and see these guys golf and swing and their power and their finesse. And it's really cool to see it up close if you haven't been yet.
The best thing about golf tournaments is that every seat is in the front row. Yeah, you can jump right up on the rope line.
Yeah, they're floor
seats.
See
your best players compete. Yeah, exactly. And they are. Every seat's a floor seat, and you can get to our fan zone. Even if you're not a fan of golf, we've got tons of interactives and fun things happening in our fan zone. You know, if you're a fan of some good old summertime fun, we really make it a family experience, an enjoyable experience to come out, and a social experience for everyone to enjoy here in Detroit. Excited to be doing that again this year.
You guys have always been so innovative with the 313 contest, the fan zones, things like that, the treehouse that you had. You got any surprises planned for us this year? Not that I know that you want to get out ahead of it, but we're just tease us a little.
Yeah, no, we've got some really fun experiences. Some of the same ones you mentioned, a few new ones in the fan zone this year that we'll be announcing soon. And it's just a great way to get out and enjoy a wonderful summer day in downtown Detroit on a beautiful property, Detroit Golf Club. It's like walking through the park. And we'll have tons of interactives, a bunch of great cuisine, some new fun things that our concessionaire is cooking up for us this year that fans will enjoy. A new specialty drink we'll announce here soon. So all kinds of spirits and fun will be happening this year inside and outside of the rope lines at the Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Well, again, it's June 25th through the 30th. You know, you're going to go on your up north July 4th trip the next week. So we'll all be here and at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Right, Jason?
Yeah, you know it. That's going to be the case. We're going to run through the tape and have a great year and then and celebrate after. But I appreciate all you guys' support.
Perfect. Tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. Rocket Mortgage Classic in its sixth year. Jason Langwell, Executive Director of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Good work so far, and we're looking forward to the sixth edition.
Thanks, Kay. Appreciate it.
We'll hope to see you out there.
It really is cool.
Lloyd and I had a blast broadcasting out there live.
I can't wait to join you guys this year.
You get to join us this year. It was great fun. And it's a great way to kick off your July 4th festivities, too.
Right. Some years it was on July 4th, which is tough if you are a usual traveler or whatever. But, it's the week before this year.
And if you got a young person, great place to
start.
I got a young person. Yeah, you do. And I've got a grandson that we couldn't get off the driving range last night. So it's time to take him and get a little inspiration there. When we come back, going to be connecting with our friend Jason Rowe, the Veep Stakes that were happening down at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. What's happening there? Who's up? Who's down? And also some changes among the leadership at the RNC. We'll get to that as well. The time for Eye on Engineering brought to you by Tejan Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
At the Auto China 2024 show, CATL made the stunning announcement that its newest battery can gain 372 miles of range in only 10 minutes of super-fast charging. That's 1 kilometer of range per second. It's established that China is well ahead of global competitors in EV and battery development. CATL said its newest lithium iron phosphate battery is capable of a range of more than 620 miles, or 1,000 kilometers. The battery uses a combination of novel technologies, among them a cathode which places every particle in the right position for maximum material density, and a 3D honeycomb material in the anode which boosts density while controlling expansion during the charge and discharge cycles. The company also said it was partnering with others to build what it said would be the largest super-fast charging network in China. For SAE International, I'm Chris Klontz, and that's an Eye on Engineering.